The Abbott and Costello Program, starring Bud Abbott and Lou Costello. The Abbott and Costello Program, with the modern rhythm of Will Osborne and his orchestra, Iris Adrian, our singing star Connie Haynes, and spotlighting that chubby, chunky little cherub who, when caught trying to rent his kid brother to a freak show because he heard his mother say he had grown another foot, calmly said,
"I'm a bad boy!"
Well, Costello, late again. Here I get you a nice job in Melonhead's department store, and on the very first day you come in late for work. Well, what's your excuse this time?
Well, Abbott, I've been out on Hollywood Boulevard, and I was watching the Santa Claus parade.
Yeah.
And what a parade!
I know that.
First came the big bunch of movie stars, and then came Santa Claus, and after Santa Claus came the beautiful Lady Godiva on a big white horse.
Well, what came after Lady Godiva?
The cops.
Oh! Stop talking like a child. Horses in a Christmas parade.
What the hell? All kinds of animals in a parade, Abbott. You should have seen that great big giraffe.
Giraffe?
Yeah, you know what, Abbott?
What?
I wish I was the body of a giraffe and Lana Turner was the head.
You wish you were the body of a giraffe and Lana Turner was the head? Why?
I always wanted the long neck with Lana Turner.
Costello, get busy and dust off those counters. Come on.
No, you dust off the counters.
Get over there and dust them off.
Abbott, I gotta hang up this sign. Oh, boy, isn't that a beautiful sign?
What does it say?
Look at it. Original gowns by Costello. Nifty creations, skirts and capes for slender young figures and droopy old shapes. See Pierre Costello, the great French designer.
Wait a minute. How can you call yourself a French designer? I mean designer. Have you ever been to Paris?
Oui, oui. I'm a well-known parasite.
And did you study the latest styles?
Oui.
Did you look over the French models?
Wow!
I see. In other words, you like mannequins.
No, I like girlikins.
You like girlikins?
Yes, babykins.
I'll talk back. Answer that.
Okay. Hello? Melonhead's department store.
Pardon me, but do you have a large aluminum pot?
Yes, I have.
My heavens, how do you get your pants on?
Hey, that's a big belly lamp. I think I'll pull it on Abbott. Hey, Abbott, have you got a large aluminum pot?
No, but I've got a 6-cup percolator.
Now, what am I going to do with the pants?
I'm sick of talking to you. If you want me, I'll be in ladies' lingerie.
You'll be where?
I'll be in ladies' lingerie.
Well, that's a nice picture. You're going to wear scanties for panties?
No. Tommy, I'm going over there to pick out a blouse for my wife. A peekaboo.
A what?
Peekaboo.
Okay. Peekaboo! I see you. I didn't know you liked to play kitty games.
Look, will you shut up? I'm going to get my wife a blouse and a nice pair of mules.
A pair of mules?
Yes. I wonder what my wife would say to a pair of mules.
Well, she'd probably say like everybody else. Whoa, and giddy up.
I'm talking about a pair of bedroom mules.
Bedroom mules?
Yes, my wife has all kinds of mules in her bedroom. Red mules, green mules. Why, she even has a pair of checkered mules.
Hey, Abbott, do you see all those different colored mules with your own eyes?
Well, certainly I see them every night. In fact, I saw them this morning.
Let me smell your breath.
Look, you dummy, doesn't your mother have mules in her bedroom?
No, my father's very particular.
Look, when your mother gets up in the morning, what does she put on her feet?
Corn plaster.
No. She must have some kind of mules. There are two kinds of mules, silk and felt.
Felt?
Yes. Hasn't your mother felt mules?
No, sir. She never touches any kind of animals.
Look, forget about the animals. Every woman likes mules. Now, my wife uses a pair of mules to go around the house.
What's the matter? Is she too lazy to walk?
When she gets up in the morning, she always slips on her mule.
Why don't she keep them out in the backyard?
Why, my wife needs her mules to keep her feet warm.
You mean you all sleep in the same bed?
Sleep in the same bed. My wife keeps her mules under the bed.
For goodness sakes, don't the Board of Health say nothing?
Look, that settles it. I'm going right up to Mr. Mellahan's office and tell him that you're not fit to work in a department store.
Please don't do it, Abbott.
Why not?
Don't make me lose my job.
Well, I should.
I'm trying to make some Christmas money to buy my dear old mother a present.
What do you mean?
I wanted to get her a little pet squirrel.
You want to buy a little squirrel for your mother?
Yes, Abbott. I figured he could help her with the housework and do the dusting.
Wait a minute.
A little bit of squirrel.
How could a squirrel help your mother with the dusting?
We just tie up his tail and let him run between the Venetian blinds.
Oh, that's... Costello, Costello, stop that pounding.
Hey, what? I'm hanging up this poem I wrote over the mothballs.
What does it say?
Here. There once was a man named Fraser. The moths got into his blazer. They chewed up his coat, and they chewed up his pants, and they swallowed his shorts for a chaser.
That's all right. Hey, wait a minute. A young woman just walked in. See what she wants.
Hello, boys.
Oh, Abbott. It's the movie actress, Bessie May Mucho. Can I wait on you, Miss Mucho?
Yes. I came in here to do a little Christmas shopping.
Shopping?
Yes. I would like to purchase a diamond-studded platinum compact.
Compact?
Oh, sure, Abby. You know what a compact is. That's what the girls carried their lip brows and face pooter in.
I would like to have the compact wrapped as a gift. You'll wrap it carefully, won't you?
Oh, I'll wrap it very carefully. I'll tie some tween around it. I'll put it in some colored wrapping paper.
Oh, that will be splendid. And send the package to my winter home in Sunvoli.
Hey, Abbott, you get that? We're going to send the package to her winter home in Sunvoli. Sunvoli?
Yes, I go bobsledding all winter.
Bobsledding?
Yes, don't you just love to go bobsledding?
No, I'd rather go tobogganing in the snow.
Well, I must be going now. And bonsoir to you.
And a crepe is up to you.
Costello, here comes your girlfriend. Lean against her.
Oh, there you are, you beer barrel polecat. I came down the aisle and saw you talking to that dame.
I can't help it, Lena. I guess it's the Van Johnson in me.
Bow your head when you say those two sacred words.
Now, wait a minute, Lena. What has Van Johnson got that I haven't got? What else?
Listen, fat stuff. I know the way you fool around with girls. I can read your mind like a book.
Ouch!
What's your idea of slapping my face? I just read page 6.
Abbott, call a doctor.
What for?
Why don't you get to page 10?
Mr. Costello, I came down here to find out what you're getting me for Christmas.
Oh, I got you a beautiful bottle of perfume. It's called Five Nights in a Drainage Canal.
Five Nights in a Drainage Canal?
Yeah, it's Fleur de Soir.
I've changed my mind.
You can hardly lift the cover off it.
Well, I've changed my mind, Costello. I don't want any presents from you. You're nothing but a two-timing, fat little flirt.
Please, Lena, don't feel that way. If you just make up with me, I'll promise I'll never look at another girl if I live for 1,000 years.
Hello, Louis, dear. See you tonight.
My, how time flies.
Well, I've had enough of you, Costello. Goodbye.
Here, what's going on here? What's the idea, Costello, of chasing that customer out of my store?
Mr. Mellonhead.
I've had enough of you, Costello. Turn in your pencil and your Dixie cup.
Look, Mr. Mellonhead, why don't you give the boy another chance? Come on, give him a break. He's all right.
All right, Abbott, I will. Costello, I'm going to show you how to be a salesman. Now, there's a counter over there with 100 umbrellas on it. They sell for $5 a piece.
Okay. Now, Mellonhead, nobody wants to pay $5 for umbrella.
That's where salesmanship comes in. You've got to make them buy it. Now, I'll pretend that I'm a customer, and when I come up, you sell me one of those umbrellas. Now, here I come.
Okay. Hmm.
Good morning, clerk. I'd like to buy an umbrella.
I can let you have one for
$5. $5? That's too much money.
You mean you don't want it?
No.
See, I tell you nobody wants to pay $5 for an umbrella.
No, you idiot, you moron. You've got to sell me on the umbrella. Why don't you pay attention to me, Costello? Stop eating those powder puffs.
Powder puffs? I thought they were marshmallows.
Pay attention to me. I'm trying to teach you salesmanship for my store. Now, here I come again. Good morning, clerk. I'd like to buy an umbrella.
Oh, back again, eh?
What do you mean, back again? I've never been in here before.
I swear you were just in here. I never figured a face, especially a long face like yours.
Never mind about the length of my face. What an idiot you are. Get off from behind that counter. I'll be the clerk and you be the customer. Now,
okay.
You come up and ask for an umbrella and I'll show you how to sell umbrellas.
Okay, here I come. Good morning, clerk.
Good morning. Would you like to buy an umbrella?
No, thanks.
No, thanks? Then in heaven's name, what did you come in here for?
It's raining outside.
Listen to me, you dummy. You want an umbrella. Umbrella.
Shame on you. We never call them umbrellas here in California.
What do you call them?
Fog sticks.
Oh. You idiot. You're nothing, Costello. You're nothing but a confounded idiot. Now you go out the front door, come in here again, and believe me, I'm going to make you buy an umbrella for $5.
You are?
Yes. I'm going to make you buy it. I'll show you what salesmanship really means. Now, get out that door and come in again. All right, Costello, come in. Costello. Costello, come in! Will you please come in? Melonhead's department store.
This is Costello.
Costello. For heaven's sakes, where are you?
I'm across the street at the drugstore.
What are you doing over there?
You're not going to stick me with no $5 umbrella. I can buy one over here for 39 cents.
Costello, what are you doing up here in the toy department? Why aren't you working?
Oh, Abbott, I love toys. Just look at this cute little electric train.
Right. Yes, yes, I... That was an electric train. What were you doing with that train?
I thought I saw an empty seat.
Idiot. Acting like a little kid, I ought to buy you a doll and some games.
Just get me a doll. I'll think up the games.
You'd better not let Mr. Melonhead catch you fooling around up here.
Oh, yeah? I'd like to see him walking here right now. I'd tell him where to get off.
So you're going to tell me where to get off, eh, Costello?
Yes, Melonhead. Where do you live?
6500 Hollywood Boulevard.
Well, you get off at Vine Street.
Come here, you apprentice moron. Do you realize you haven't sold a thing all day? I'm going to give you one last chance, Costello. Here comes one of my store's best customers. Now see if you can wait on her.
Okay.
Come on, Costello. Okay.
Oh, how do you do, Mrs. Niles?
Hello, Mr. Abbott. My, I see you have a new washing machine on display. Oh, pardon me, it's Costello. The tub fooled me.
Mrs. Niles, I don't want to have any discussions with you. Not during the happy Yuletide season. Every time I talk to you, I have an awful time holding my temper in.
Well, that's silly, Costello, holding your temper in and letting the rest of you spread all over the place.
Oh, I wish you hadn't said that, Mrs. Niles. I was just about to say you're beautiful as a summer sky. Your eyes are like your twinkling stars. Your hair is like cloud kissed by moonbeam. Your slender white neck is like the Milky Way. In your mouth.
Yes, yes, my mouth.
Your mouth hangs open like the Big Dipper.
Oh, Costello, I refuse to talk to you. Miss Rabbit, I'd like to get something for my husband, Kenneth, that'll make him very happy.
Where are you going to get a new face?
All right, Costello, that's enough. Tell me, Mrs. Niles, could we interest you for some friend in the service?
Why, yes. Now, what could you suggest for a soldier about 35?
A blonde, about 21.
I am not talking to you, Costello. Miss Rabbit, there's another present I have to get. Oh, it's for an old flame of mine I used to run around with when I was a young girl.
Well, if you ran around with him when you were a young girl, you'd better get him a bowl.
A bowl?
Yeah, something to soak his bread in.
Oh, Mr. Abbott, I'll never forget dear Ralph. You know, he and two other boys, Roger and Grant, proposed to me one night, but I turned them all down.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, it made them so unhappy that the very next day, Roger took strychnine, Ralph took arsenic,
and Grant took Richmond.
Oh. I've taken just about enough from you, Costello. I'm leaving the store, and I'm never coming back. Goodbye.
So, Costello, you insult my best customer. That does it. Get your hat and coat. And get out! Go on, here's your week's salary.
Just a minute. This doesn't look like a full week's salary. Where do I count it?
Go on.
10, 20, 30, 41, 42, 43. It's all here. 43 cents.
No Christmas bonus?
All right, here's a bonus.
44 cents I got now.
That's right. All right, now get out!
Well, I warned you, Costello. Now you're fired. What are you going to do?
I'm not going to lose my temper. Not around Christmas time anyway. I'm going to return good for evil. I'm going to spend all my salary right here in this very store.
No, I don't know how you do it, Costello. Mrs. Niles is mad at you, your girlfriend is mad at you, and now Melonhead is mad at you.
But there's one person in this world that loves me. That's my Uncle Artie Stebbins' wife, my Aunt Annie. Come on, Abbott. I'm going to buy her something at the cosmetic counter.
Is there anything I can do for you? We carry a full line of cosmetics. Rouge, lipstick, face cream, and cleansing tissue.
Cleansing what?
Tissue.
Well, it seems kind of silly, but if you want to tiss me, go ahead. You tiss me and I'll tiss you.
All right, Costello. Please, let me handle this. Look, madam, my friend here is a little confused. He doesn't know what to get his Aunt Annie for Christmas.
Well, maybe I can help. What kind of a complexion does she have? Is she fair, dark, or medium?
Oh, she has a peach complexion.
A peach complexion?
Yeah, yellow and fuzzy.
Well, from the description of this lady, I imagine she could use one of our facial kits.
One of your what?
The lady wants to sell you a kit.
What do I want to buy a kit for? I'm going to get married and have kits of my own.
Well, you don't understand. This is a beauty kit with full instructions. All this lady has to do is apply some of this lotion. Then she covers her face with the white of an egg, some sour cream, and a cake of yeast.
She did that once.
Well, what happened?
The next morning, she broke out in biscuits.
Oh! Now, you silly boy, you tickle me.
Now, you tickle me first. Stop that.
Costello, if you don't buy something pretty soon, I'm going to walk out on you.
Well, just a minute, boys. How about something for the lady's hair? Does she have a snood?
Certainly she's got a snood.
Well, is it a short snood that hangs down her back?
No, it's a long snood that hangs down over her chin.
Costello, the lady is talking about your aunt's hairdo.
Yes. What's your aunt's hairdo?
What does her hairdo?
Yes.
Comes out when she combs it.
No, Costello, we're trying to find out how she does her hair. Does she pile it on the top of her head, or does she drop it down her neck?
She hangs it up in a closet.
No. Look, Costello, does she wear her hair off her face?
No, it takes too long to wear it off. She has to pull it out with tweezers.
Look, miss, please. Costello's aunt is short and fat, just like him.
Oh, I've got just the present for her. Our special weight-reducing machine called the Melt Your Belt Away Fat Cabinet. There it is, standing right over there.
Lady, those things are a big fake.
Now, Costello, how can you call a thing a fake without trying it? How much does your aunt weigh?
240 pounds with a girdle on.
Well, how much does she weigh with it off?
I don't know. She could never get it off.
Well, now, this machine is absolutely guaranteed to take the weight off, no matter how fat you are. If you're skeptical, young man, why don't you get into the machine and try it yourself?
Now, that's fair enough. Go ahead, get into the machine, and we'll find out if it works.
Wait a minute, Abbott. No, no.
Now, go on, get in there. Get in there.
Go
on, get in there.
Now, that's a good boy. Now, we'll turn on the machine, and you'll see how it melts the fat away in no time.
Costello. Costello, where are you?
I'm right...
Speak to me. Where are you?
I'm right here, Abbott.
But all I can see is a little puddle of water.
Well, don't step in it. It's me.
Osborne and his orchestra. From Will's new picture, Swing Parade of 1946, just a little fond affection. The final word.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have had many complaints that the program is too short. So we'd like to ask you a question. Ladies and gentlemen, what would you say if starting next week you could hear a full hour of Abbott and Costello?
Oh, no, not that! Anything but that! Oh, how much can a guy stand?
Oh. Wait a minute, you! Hey, you think you're pretty smart interrupting us every week. Huh?
Yeah, I've been around. I'd like to ask you a question.
Go
There's
ahead.
A mule on one side of the river. On the other side is a bale of hay. The river's 40 feet deep. How does the mule get the hay?
I give up.
That's what the other jackass did, huh?
Good night, folks. Good night. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. And don't forget, buy all the victory bonds you possibly can at your local theater. Get all you possibly can.